Welcome to I'm an Adult, Now What? A podcast hosted by me, Jade Pattenden. In this introduction, I'm just going to explain to you why I started this podcast, to give you an idea of what to expect. I wanted to create a podcast that was helpful to young adults, or just late teens, and beyond. That's not strict, so don't worry if you don't fall into that category. But yeah, I just feel like when I was a teenager and entering adulthood, I had no fucking clue what I was doing. And you feel kind of alone in that because everyone pretends like they know what they're doing and they tend to have some sort of plan. But the thing is, you never know what can happen in your life. Things change. Your plans don't go as expected, or you end up doing something that you never thought you'd end up doing. Either way, I think it's very easy to feel lost and to not know what to do next. And I've definitely been there. So I created this podcast in the hopes of having people on it just be honest and share their stories of where they're at now in life and how they got to be there. And I think that by being as honest as you can and as I can will help other people not feel so alone in their problems, because a lot of people don't share. And it's scary to share, and I'm honestly quite scared to share, but I'm hoping that people find it helpful. So in future episodes, I hope to discuss topics like mental health, going to therapy, working, dating, responsibilities, high school experiences, embarrassing moments, which I have a lot of, and a lot more, and just to give advice if you want that. Maybe I can find someone who is able to speak a lot on a certain topic that will help you out. And also, they say that your 20s is when the issues you developed in your childhood begin to resurface and they kind of hit you. You realize that you've developed kind of blockages that can hold you back in life. And I've been experiencing this myself, and I didn't know what to do, and I basically started this journey of self-discovery where I'm learning how to heal these problems from my past, which, trust me, it's an ongoing process, but there's nothing more rewarding than taking the step into being more self-aware and realizing that you're going to be okay, but you do have to reflect on your life. And I really don't think that you can get to a truly happy place without processing the trauma and whatever it is that you've been through, so that you can kind of move on, because it will manifest in some way in your life and you might not realize it, but you might find yourself snapping at the people you love, or not being able to enjoy like small moments in life, or just feeling like really down. And you kind of have to look inside of yourself and think, what's the root cause of this? And that kind of meant that I was reading a lot of these like stereotypical like self-help books, and at first I was kind of like embarrassed to be reading them like in public, but honestly now I don't give a fuck. Like, I think it's such a great thing to be able to reflect and to care enough to take care of yourself, to take care of your mind. I think it's important to take care of your body, eat properly, exercise, and all that stuff. But people so easily forget about their mind and their mental health, and there's a stigma attached to it. And that's because it's not talked about enough, and that's really why I want to just talk about this stuff. And it's okay, because we all have something that we're struggling with, and that's where we find common ground and human connection, and it's such a beautiful thing. So I'm so grateful for all the people that I've met in my life who have been so honest and made it easier for me to be honest with myself. And I'm not going to lie to you, it is really hard. It's going to be really hard, but trust me, it's worth it. You'll end up noticing results and just being able to be happier, and like you feel like you can move on and just fully enjoy each moment in your life. Being super cheesy right now, but it's so true. So anyway, part of the reason why I started this podcast is because I was reading these self-help books, and I was learning so much from them, and it was just like blowing my mind, all these new concepts that are very simple, but you don't consciously think about them. And so I was explaining all these new ideas to my sister Zoe, and she gave me the idea. She's like, man, you need to like share this with people, because it was helping her out a lot too. And sometimes all you need is just a shift in perspective. So my plan is to have a mixture of conversations with guests on this podcast, but also to do like mini episodes where I share helpful tips that I've learned from all these books that I've been reading, and you can look further into it if it sounds like something that you're drawn to and feel like you could benefit from. If you ever have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can also email at imanadultnowwhat@gmail.com. I'd always love to hear from you, and that was really long-winded, but I hope you get the gist of it. I hope you enjoy the future episodes. Please subscribe and rate on your streaming platform of choice to receive updates of future episodes.